Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and my guest today is Annie Dormuth, a Provincial Affairs Director with the CFIB. She's here to talk about Red Tape Awareness Week. Thank you for joining me today, Annie.
Oh, of course. Always great to be on the show.
So, Annie, what is red tape?
Well, this is CFIB's 13th year of proclaiming or recognizing our annual Red Tape Awareness Week. And what it really does is it puts a spotlight on issues members care about with regards to just navigating government and, you know, some of the difficulties that come with that. And it can be as simple as, you know, government not going digital, for example, still having to fax forms, to, you know, touching on the everyday aspect of people's lives as well. You know, for example, recognizing electronic copies of driver's license, for example. All of that is what we talk about when we talk about red tape reduction. It is definitely not about reducing health and safety outcomes or reducing health and safety protocols and things like that. It is really, again, just touching on the type of, I would have to say, government irritants that business owners and everyday people deal with.
And how much has red tape policies cost small businesses in Manitoba or Canada in general?
Well, of course, across the country, red tape is definitely a huge hidden cost for business owners. It totals up to $11 billion of the $39 billion cost of regulation. So again, $11 billion of that is related to what we would call unnecessary red tape. So, and again, you know, that cost goes mostly about business owners' time navigating government forms, from permitting processes to acquiring a business license to filling out forms. For example, to get a liquor license, all of that goes to, again, talking about red tape reduction.
Could you go a bit more into how COVID-19 has impacted businesses in terms of how they navigate red tape policies?
Well, of course, we realize and recognize that COVID-19 has been very, very heavily impacted on business operations. However, when we talk about red tape reduction, that is not included in our report. We do not have an analysis of kind of the COVID-19 impact. However, we do recognize it is a significant cost right now for business owners, with 75% of business owners in Canada estimate that they have experienced COVID-19 compliance.
Now, more into Red Tape Awareness Week itself. Could you tell us a bit more about this campaign and what it entails?
Well, we have a great lineup, of course, this week. You know, we started with the cost of regulation, which is a very unique report that compares the cost of red tape in Canada and the U.S. And I believe for the first time of us doing this report, the U.S. is now a little bit higher when it comes to the total cost of red tape on business owners in comparison to Canada. We have acknowledged the governments of Alberta and Nova Scotia for some excellent red tape reduction work in the area of labor mobility and in health. And of course, as what all governments seem to always pay attention to, is the release of our provincial red tape report grades, where, you know, congrats to the Manitoba government for maintaining its A grade and being the highest in the country.
And what has Manitoba done to maintain that score?
Well, definitely what we have seen in this, you know, and keep in mind the report card continues to evolve. We continue to evolve this and change it a little bit every single year. But governments across Canada, including Manitoba, maintained its A on accountability, which again comes to, you know, annual reporting of the total regulations in the province and things like that, as well as, you know, it maintained its higher grade with regards to the total burden of regulation, looking at the total cost of regulatory burden in the province, as well as other things such as, you know, direct consumer wine, shipment of wine, and things like that.
The CFIB also does the Golden Scissors Awards. Could you go a bit more into this year's winners and what they've done to earn this award?
Well, definitely very innovative, I would have to say, regulatory modernization in both Alberta and Nova Scotia, which is why we have highlighted them this year. Alberta has passed what they call the Labor Mobility Bill, which recognizes the credentials of professionals in other provinces, which will allow them to get to work in Alberta more faster. We also see this as a huge step to even looking at national how other provinces could replicate this so that there is a continuous labor movement across the entire country, and perhaps even looking at how this could be expanded even to looking at international credentials of professionals. As well as Nova Scotia is quite interesting as well. The pandemic has certainly highlighted the stresses of the healthcare system in Canada and in the province, and they've really taken a very interesting step during the pandemic of calculating how much unnecessary red tape physicians and doctors encounter in the province. And And they've actually, you know, even put an amount on that. More work continues in that province, such as ensuring that doctors can work in various different regional health zones, as well as simplifying forms, for example, of patients accessing social assistance programs. So again, we wanted to really highlight these two governments for their innovation on regulatory modernization.
Now, where can people go for more information about Red Tape Awareness Week or the Canadian Federation of Independent Business in general?
Feel free to go to our website, cfib.ca, where links to all of these great reports and analysis of red tape reduction will be available on our website, as well as we will have a link for all people, business owners and people, to submit their own red tape, I would have to say irritants or headaches, to their respective provincial governments as well.
All right, awesome. Well, thank you again, Annie, for joining us on Thompson today to tell us about Red Tape Awareness Week.
Of course.
That was Annie Dormuth from the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. For this edition of Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.